And with the time at almost exactly 5:15, it's time for...
It's time for a bit of Bargain Munters.
Bargain Munters. Hello.
Hello. Our contestant today, in the white and blue flannel jumper, is Chris.
Hello, David.
Well, a punt. Now, here's 200 quid. I want you to go around the Munter Elis celebrity car boot sale.
New and used.
Whatever you can find. The more antique, the better. I want you to see what you can pick up. I'm going to put £200 into your hand.
Ooh, thank you, David.
Remember, your expert on the day is going to be Noel Edmonds.
Right.
You don't have to listen to him. You don't have to take his advice, but he'll guide you through.
Okay, I've got a few ideas. I've got some favourite sort of ex-soap stars and that kind of thing.
Always. Shall we see what he can find, viewers?
Yeah, I'm a collector,
don't
you know.
Don't fancy his chances.
I'm looking for something that's going to be cheap as chips.
Cheap as chips and well worth a punt. Let's see how he gets on after the next song as we auction off whatever he managed to find. Sound of the super furry animals from 12:87 AM Insanity. Welcome back to Bargain Munters. I'm here today in Egham with Chris. Chris, tell me what you do. How's it going?
It's going all right. I've been out having a look for some stuff. Actually, here comes my expert on the day now, Noel Edmonds.
Noel Edmonds knows quite a bit about this E-list celebrity bargain hunting hunt.
He does. It's funny, really. But I found a few, so I don't know. He might be a bit angry with me because I've spent some of our money already.
What have you got, Chris?
Oh, I know.
Let's have a look.
I've been a bit naughty and bought some E-list celebrities without actually asking you first.
Well, we'll hand it over and let's see what they are.
Okay, well, I've paid a fiver for all the charlatans.
Let's have a look. Not bad condition, not bad.
Yeah.
A little chip around the bass player's head.
It's got his original finish.
This is more of a Swedish origin, I think. How much you paid? £5 for all members.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
No, sorry, £5 each.
£5, oof.
Yeah.
Oof, well, I don't know what David would say about that one.
I think I did quite well, but I tried to knock him down a bit. So, we just walked past their speaker playing Perry Mason. which reminds me, I also found Russell Grant.
Ah, this is a wise purchase. Can I ask how much you paid for that one?
75.
Well, considering it weighs far more than that, that's not a bad price at all.
Yeah, good.
Does it have the talkie on the back?
Yes.
The button you press?
Yes.
This is what's clockwork. It's an early Russell Grant.
It's an early Russell
Grant. GMTV phase Russell Grant. I like that a lot.
It was. He's still got his original astrologer's hat on.
He is considered to be mounting by... quite a lot of people, though. Quite a lot of people are interested in this kind of thing. I can see it doing well at an auction.
Yeah. The last thing I got was Sonia from EastEnders. I know it should be part of a pair, because normally she comes with Jamie. But unfortunately, as it was only Munters only, I couldn't get the pair.
How much did you pay for Sonia?
I'm afraid to say £125.
Bit overpriced there. We'll have to see how she comes up at auction.
Do you think it's all the money at £125?
We are in Egham.
Yeah.
We are at a university where there are 80% women.
Right.
Largely fine. So, Munters are in short supply. you have... It's rather a cracking one. The condition isn't bad.
Right.
I'll give you that.
Okay. So, good. Fingers crossed for the auction, then.
We'll have to see what David thinks of it.